Semester Self-Check Unit 8. Phantom Traffic Jams.
Professor McLean, you are a researcher taking a closer look at our daily traffic and at ways to solve the most obvious traffic problems. Only recently, you've published an article on phantom traffic jams, which seems to be a new concept of looking at the ever-increasing traffic problems in our cities. What do you mean by this?
Well, first, we carefully studied how people behave on the roads and in the streets, especially when they're under pressure like during the rush hour. And here, we observed that in many cases, the traffic comes to a halt without a specific reason. When we experience such a standstill, we tend to believe that there was an accident or that there is construction work ahead obstructing our way. But when we get closer, we see that there is nothing of that kind. So what caused all the trouble? We had an even closer look at these situations and found out that it is the distance between cars that causes all the problems, and this is what we found. A phantom traffic jam is a real traffic jam which starts with one car slowing down for whatever reason. The driver of the next car slows down as well in order to prevent a dangerous situation. The next car does the same, and so the flow of traffic is interrupted and finally grinds to a halt. The situation is even worse when cars follow each other at very short distances, which is tailgating, as we say. So basically, we stop because of nothing.
That sounds very interesting. But is there a practical solution to this problem? Or do we just have to cope with it?
There is a solution which could alleviate the problem, and it's actually very simple. If drivers were able to position their vehicle roughly halfway between the car ahead of them and the one following them, the effect of phantom traffic jams would be minimized. The key question, however, is, why don't we do this? The answer is clear. Human beings are unable to judge distances correctly, like, for example, birds. When you watch a flock of birds, you will realize they do not collide in midair. This is because they can position themselves right in the middle of two or more birds flying near them. That way, they manage not to disturb each other.
Now, what are the conclusions from these findings?
The first, and probably the most effective solution, would be to modify the adaptive cruise control system of vehicles, which is a safety device to prevent cars from running into each other. If this system caught on, the effect would be enormous. Traffic throughput could almost be doubled without widening the roads if such a system were used, according to our latest studies. And until then, the clear message is, keep a safe distance to the car ahead of you.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.